It's Eddie and Jobo's 7:30 Senseless Survey.
All right.
Let's get really senseless.
Call places and ask some silly questions, senseless questions, businesses. See if they answer, hang up, get grumpy, or laugh along.
We've done these before. Sometimes the language barrier is the most fun.
I know.
Go ahead.
All right.
Good morning, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I was wondering, if I want to disable an octopus, do I just kick it between the tentacles?
This is long distance. Sounds like I can hear you.
Oh, okay. If a cop issues you a meal ticket, do you have to appear in the food court?
No, we don't.
Okay. If you're wearing an inflatable suit, would it be easier to pop your collar?
Maybe.
If your living room is big enough to run laps in, should you install track lighting?
I exactly don't know about the cooking because this is a grocery store, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, how do you sharpen your shoulder blades?
Shoulder blades?
Yeah. Why is it when something smells funny, no one ever laughs?
I cannot answer that.
Which weight of oil do you consume to improve your motor skills?
I don't know.
Is it a coincidence that strap-on spelled backwards is no parts?
You better call another person because I don't understand English very well.
If a man gets a sex change, will he spend his life living abroad?
Yeah.
Can you recommend a few thousand books on hoarding?
It's Eddie and Jobo's 7:30 Senseless Survey.
We like to call people and ask senseless questions that I come up with in weird states of mind.
I don't know how your mind works.
Sometimes I'll be walking down the street, it'll pop in my head. I'll see a road sign, it'll make me think of something.
Where do you write it down?
Sometimes I'll text it to myself. Or sometimes I'll just scratch it on a napkin. Who knows?
All right. I got an idea here.
What?
This has always worked in the past.
What?
Keep your fingers crossed. Let's call an auto parts store.
Oh, yeah.
They're always open and usually a redneck.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay.
Dixie.
Good morning, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I drive a Jaguar. Is it okay to let a cougar drive it wearing a leopard coat?
Why not?
Okay. For most women, is the G-spot located at the end of shopping?
No.
How much do your arms have to weigh before you're considered heavily armed? Do you think the person who invented astrology made a fortune?
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, if Russia were to attack Turkey from the rear, would Greece help?
You put him over the edge.
Yeah.
Let's try another one.
White Rock Coffee, this is Brianna.
Good morning, ma'am. My name's Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I was just wondering, do you think Starbucks is only starting to sell beer and wine because sober people don't buy Michael Bublé CDs?
What?
Should there be a special match.com for single socks?
Are you real?
Yeah. Are most Hawaiian vacations here today gone to Maui?
Oh, man.
Eddie and Jobo's Senseless Survey. Listen every weekday morning at 7:30 when another unsuspecting listener falls victim to the Senseless Survey. It's Eddie and Jobo's 7:30 Senseless Survey.
We call up places, businesses, people, and ask them senseless and ridiculous questions. Sometimes they hang on. Sometimes they get a kick out of it.
Where you come up with these, I have no idea.
Yeah, my fertile, oddball mind. It's the same stuff that got me kicked out of high school now gets me a paycheck.
Remember that.
Kicked out of class. I made it through high school.
Do you want to, well, how about a food market?
Food market?
Food market. They're always open.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Betsy's Meat Market.
Good morning, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I had a couple of food questions here. How much relish do you need to put on a hot dog before it can legally be called a salad?
I have no idea.
Okay. Why isn't chocolate considered a vegetable if it comes from cocoa beans?
Couldn't tell you.
Do you have no beef with vegetarians?
Nope.
Okay, when people say certain foods agree with them, do you ever ask them why the hell they're arguing with food?
What was the question?
Are leather chaps and a cowboy hat considered ranch dressing?
Let's try another one.
I was out of food questions anyway.
Your shoe repair.
Sounds.
Good morning, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. Your shoe repair, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you handle clogs if they're in my drain?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. On their days off, what do you think terrorists do for fun?
Fixing luggages.
Yeah. Don't you wish you had a hit song so big you could just hold out your microphone and have the audience sing it?
No, sir.
Did you make any Chinese New Year's resolutions?
No, sir.
If E.T.'s computer lost all his Microsoft Word files, would he be an undocumented alien?
Yes, sir.
If a basketball player got caught shoplifting, could he go for the putback?
Sure.
If someone has a midlife crisis while playing hide-and-seek, does he try to find himself?
Yes.
Are prison walls never built to scale?
Correct.
When it comes to money, are you completely out of it?
Absolutely.
You sound like it. All right, we'll call back when you're less broke.
Thank you.
Eddie and Joe Poe's Senseless Survey. Listen every weekday morning at 7:30 when another unsuspecting listener falls victim to the Senseless Survey. It's Eddie and Jobo's 7:30 Senseless Survey.
You look particularly senseless today, Eddie.
I always am. But what do we call? And we call up businesses, phone numbers, random numbers, and ask senseless and silly questions, see if we can keep them on the line, make them mad, angry.
Well, laugh. In honor of your outfit and in honor of the Bulls win, sporting goods.
Okay. Sporting we're playing goods. Hoops right when we're done with the show.
Oh, that why you're wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's why I got my warm-up on.
Okay,
all right.
Here we
sporting
go.
Sporting goods.
Thank you for calling City Sports Gallery Place. This is Dominic.
Yes, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. Do you think it would make more sense to dump Gatorade on the losing head coach?
Dump Gatorade on the losing head coach?
Yeah.
I feel like you should dump more than just Gatorade on the losing head coach.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I see where you're going with that, yeah. And I like your style.
Yeah. Would a good slogan for men who wear kilts be bags fly free?
No, I would go with let them all hang out there.
Okay. Don't you hate it when spiders bite you and you get like zero superpowers?
Spiders don't bite me.
Okay. How do so many snowboarders get stoned if they only use a half pipe?
Half is all you need.
If your church had a Starbucks in it, would you order a Christochino?
I don't believe in God.
Okay, yeah, I'll skip the Tim Tebow question then. Do you think you'd do pretty awesome in a surprise Ford press conference?
I'm not a Ford guy.
Is being a letter carrier a male-dominated profession?
Yes.
Can a pig pull a hamstring?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. If you emphasize the po in police, are they probably already after you?
I just use the fuzz.
Do you preserve fruits and vegetables because you can? He can to me.
And Joe Poe's Senseless Survey. Listen every weekday morning at 7:30 when another unsuspecting listener falls victim to the Senseless Survey. It's Eddie and Jobo's 7:30 Senseless Survey.
Eddie, I gotta give you props, man. I was at a pub 150 miles away from Chicago, the Royal Pub in Freeport, Illinois, and they said they loved the 7:30 Senseless Survey.
Oh, good. I thought when you said you gotta give me props, I was gonna have to do like Carrot Top here.
No.
Mostly we just ask senseless questions, silly questions to unsuspecting phone calls, businesses, whatever. We find places of work have to answer, so what do we call it?
Try to keep them on for 2 minutes. See if you can do it. Here's a weird one.
What?
This is going to put you to the test. A language center.
What kind of language center? Just language?
Language. Like Rosetta Stoned.
Oh, okay.
Sales and Catering, Dee speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning, ma'am. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I have a language question.
Okay.
If you asked a pirate to name two first-person pronouns and a fast food place, do you think he might say, I, me, Hardee's?
Possibly.
In winter, why do we try to keep the house as warm as it was in summer?
I would love to keep talking to you because you're quite amusing, but I really got to go.
Have you ever been dishonorably discharged from Old Navy?
Bye.
Let's do another one. Get your animal on. Here's a pet place.
Thank you for calling Petco in Highland, where animals come first. This is Ken. How may I help you?
Good morning, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. If the story of Noah's Ark is true, then did somebody in his family have to have crabs?
Sure.
If a wild cat escapes from the zoo, is that the missing links?
I guess so.
You ever take No-Dos and Ambien at the same time and let them duke it out?
No.
When someone mentions a three-way, do you think sex or extension cord plugs?
Extension cord plugs.
I figured that. Why is it no matter what color bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?
Don't know.
If sticks and stones break your bones, do whips and chains excite you?
No.
If life gives you melons, do you think you might be dyslexic?
Sure.
Why do they call it penny pasta when it really costs more than that?
I don't know.
Have you ever choked swallowing your pride?
No.
If you fill a waterbed with beer, does that make it a foam mattress?
Sure.
If your wife poisoned your coffee, would that be grounds for divorce?
Yes.
If it weren't for Venetian blinds, would it be curtains for all of us?
Yes.
Can nuns be expelled from the order because of their dirty habits?
How much longer is this going to take?
Right? We could go all day long.
I'm busy.
Would you agree that a lion would never cheat on his wife, but a tiger would? You're the pet place. Ooh. You're supposed to know this.
Eddie and Joe Poe's Senseless Survey. Listen every weekday morning at 7:30 when another unsuspecting listener falls victim to the Senseless Survey. It's Eddie and Joe Poe's 7:30 Senseless Survey.
Ready to row.
We ask crazy and senseless questions of unsuspecting victims. Let's call businesses or places and somewhere we know they'll answer. I love doing this. Highlight of my day.
What? Don't kill me if this one goes south.
What?
A sleep center?
Sleep center?
Sleep center.
Like mattresses and stuff?
No, I'm thinking where they probe your brain and find out why you don't sleep.
Oh, sleep disorders like.
I'm assuming.
All right. Okay, let it fly.
This is Omaha. How can I help you?
Good morning, ma'am. My name's Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I was wondering if a drug informant has seizures, is that narcolepsy?
Let me place an hold and I'll have you talk to somebody, okay?
Okay.
Just a moment.
All right. Games without frontiers, war without fears.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
You said if you have a seizure, you think you have a narcolepsy?
I was just asking.
No, sir.
Is insomnia an eye-opening experience?
The seizures are totally different things.
Yeah. Is an obese Roman's favorite number XL?
I am not sure about that, sir. I am scheduling the patients at the daytime, and that's something for a doctor's or the night technician.
Oh, okay.
But they're not in today.
In that case,
if you would like to come in, I could schedule you. You can talk to a doctor.
Okay, I'm checking the calendar here. Wouldn't it be great if we've been reading the Mayan calendar upside down and the world won't really end till 5105? Would a drink made with cactus juice come already spiked?
Let's try another one.
Like what? An Asia Mart?
Asia.
Asia Mart?
Good morning, sir. My name is Edward, Agent 1043, the Bureau of Senseless Surveys. I was just wondering, when shampoo instructions say rinse and repeat, do they think we missed our heads the first time?
Let's say it one more time.
Since cigarette packages now show pictures of people with cancer, should pregnancy tests have pictures of guys hiding?
I think you got a wrong number.
Do you do most of your own stunts?
I beg your pardon?
Now that Burger King is delivering, are you hoping that they'll deliver Wendy's?
We're a grocery store.
Uh-huh. Well, in that case, is Cap'n Crunch good enough tasting to sacrifice the skin on your roof of your mouth for a couple of days?
I'm asking you, what company you are?
It's Bureau of Senseless Surveys. If you can be anybody you want on the internet, why do so many people choose to be stupid?
I don't want to what you try to say, you know.
Yeah, at the premiere of the recent Muppet film, do you think all of the stars of the movie were on hand?
He's gone.
Goodbye there.